Good morning, everyone. Before starting talking a little about the publishing models in Latin America, I'd like to talk about the numbers in Latin America. So, as Momé said, it's a region that's growing up, and we have a lot of new numbers and new research and development information. And I first would like to start with Brazil, not just because it's the biggest country in Latin America, but it's also, we can say that 50% of the scientific production of Latin America and the Caribbean, it's now coming from Brazil. So if you look at our ADA-based information data in Brazil, we can see that 1.1% of the Brazilian GDP is now applied in research and development. That's the number from 2007, but everything points that until now that's 1.1, 1.09, so it's still around the same number. That represent only, until now, 1.8% of the world goes domestic expenditure on RAD. But we do have now in thousands 124.9 researchers. And in 2008, Brazil published more than 26,000 papers in ISI. That was 2.7% of the world share of scientific publications. If you think about books, we nowadays have in Brazil 498 publishers, and they do publish only books. When different than Europe and the US, the publishers in Brazil, they are book publishers, and the journals are coming from academic society, research, and universities. So the real growth of the publishing industry in 2010 was 2.63. It was a really good number for Brazil. We are publishing books, 11,156 STM titles last year, what means more than 31 million copies of books. And from those copies, almost 26 million were sold. And that counts Brazilian titles as well as translated titles, but the biggest majority are Brazilian titles, so from Brazilian researchers. If you think about journals, the number of Brazilian journals indexed at the JCR had increased a lot. I think that 10 years ago we didn't have 15 titles at the JCR, and now we do have 103 titles indexed at JCR. So if you look at the JCR Science edition from 2010, we do have 89 Brazilian titles indexed, and the impact factor is ranging from 0.2021 to 2.058. So the biggest Brazilian impact factor is from Memórias do Instituto Oswaldo Cruz. That's a topical related subject. But we do have lower impact, but we are getting big impact factors. So we have top five journals with around impact factor to 1.5 and 2. What for Latin America and Brazil is a really increase. And we do have 20 titles indexed at the social edition of the JCR. And again, impact factor is ranging from 0.0418 to 1.593. So that counting both, we do have 103. We have titles indexed in both versions, in both editions of JCR. So the total is a little less than the titles in science and social. So when you talk about the journals indexed in Brazil, when you talk about all that numbers, we can easily say that the increase of Brazilian titles in JCR is also a result of a project that was started in Brazil in 1999 that's called Cielo, the Scientific Electronic Library Online. So that's our first publishing model in Latin America and the innovative model in Latin America. So Cielo is a model for electronic publication of scientific journals. We used to say that Cielo has two phases. The first phase was a pilot phase, actually, that ran from March 1997 to May 1998. And during this first phase, what happened was the development of the Cielo methodology. So everything was done by scratch, the development of the database, the DTD, all the all the structure and the infrastructure of the website. And that was applied for 10 selected Brazilian journals that were considered at that moment the biggest Brazilian journals or the journals with a little more visibility. Celo at that point was funded by the São Paulo State Foundation in cooperation with BIREME, that's a center from the Pan-American Health Organization. So it was government money. The second phase, it's still the phase when Celo is now, that was starting in 1998 and was when the Brazilian collection started its full operation. And we started also the development of Celo in Latin America and the Caribbean. So the idea was to apply the same methodology in different countries and to have each country with a national Celo website, and we are going to talk a little about that later. So in 2002, the National Science and Technology Council from Brazil started to fund Celo. So as you can see here, the biggest resource or financial resource from Celo is coming from the government. So it's basically a government funding project. So the goal of Celo in 1997 was to establish, to develop a methodology that could be used to prepare, store, disseminate, and evaluate scientific production that was building in that database in electronic format. So that was the way that the project made to increase the visibility and accessibility of the Brazilian scientific production. So what we were saying was, we're seeing was that scientific production in Brazil was growing since 10 years ago, but not everyone was seeing that, and it was quite difficult to find those papers and those journals available worldwide. So Celo nowadays have grown from 10 titles. Today the website counts 238 selected titles. To be a title, to be a journal indexed at Celo, you need to be following different criteria. So there is an evaluation criteria for admissions at Celo. So the first one is that all journals needed to have scientific content. So original scientific research and other original works are required. The journals need to be peer reviewed, at least by three. The editorial board must be public and broad. So we are not looking for journals, or Celo is not looking for journals with closed editorial boards or institutional editorial boards. The frequency, depending on the area, needs to be 4 or 2 or 6 times a year. The lifetime, they don't index journals that are younger than at least 4 numbers. So they want to be sure that the journals are going to keep, that they are not going to disappear after 2 or 3 issues. The timelines of publication, so journals needed to be published on time. And then, of course, article titles, abstracts, and keywords needed to be also in English. So they do publish journals that are bilingual or Portuguese only, but at least those 3 resources in the article needed to be in English. The standardization and the author's affiliation. So again, the idea is to have an international journals and visibility. So the idea is that articles should not be coming from the same institution all the time. Celo is an open access project, or what we would call lately a free access project, because authors don't pay, there is not a business model behind it, so authors don't pay APCs to publish at the journals at Celo. And Celo covers all areas of knowledge, so you can find journals from agricultural science, applied social science, biological engineering, earth science, health, human, linguists, literature, and arts. The bottom line is that if you can find good journals, and journals will be indexed at Celo. So before talking about Celo in Latin America, I again would like to review numbers with Latin America. So those numbers include Brazil, this one specifically, and what you can see is that in Latin America, less than Brazil, but 0.6% of the GDP is applied in research and development in the year of 2007, But counting around the world, that would be 3% of the world of GERD. So Brazil alone spent more in research and development than Latin America, but Latin America, it's growing also. Also there, we do have in thousands 252.1 researchers, half of them coming from Brazil, as we saw before. The papers published in 2008 is the same, 48,791 papers indexed at ISI and counted by them, what represents 4.9% of the world share of STM publications. So, if you talk now, and if you think about journals in Latin America, and in those slides I didn't put Brazil, we are going to see that in the 2010 edition of JCR, we had 88 titles in the science version, and again, ranging the impact factor from 0.020 to 2.5, so we still have high ones, and the biggest one in Latin America is from Mexico, it's an astrophysics journal. And if you look at the numbers of the countries, we just see that Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Venezuela are the biggest publishers, or the biggest countries with journals indexed. So we can easily say that with those countries and Brazil, we are covering 90-95% of the scientific production of Latin America, or the good quality of scientific production of Latin America. If you do move to the social version of JCR, we have 37 titles indexed from Latin America. The impact factor is lower, but it's ranging from 0.08 to 1.283. And the countries are the same. So the countries publishing there are Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Venezuela. And the total of titles is 123, and so if you count Brazil, that was 103, you are going to have around 225 Latin American titles indexed in JCR nowadays. And once again, you can say that those numbers in Latin America also have increased in the past 10 years because of Cielo, or one of the reasons, or one of the help that they had was Cielo. So as I said, Cielo was developed in Brazil, but the idea was to deploy and to make that available in the other countries of Latin America. So the idea was to have a Cielo network. The first country in Latin America to adopt Cielo was Chile in 1998. And the first subject collection that worked with Cielo was the public health collection in 1999. And the idea of the subject collections was to have one specific area with different journals from different regions. In the case of the public health collection, we had Latin American as well as Spain as part of the collection. And the idea was to see if bringing together those titles, we would increase the number of citations and the impact of the journals. So same methodology was applied, same criteria for selection journals, all areas of knowledge, same open or free access model. So it was exactly the same until now. Everything that's done in Brazil is applied later in the methodology in the other countries. Just to have an idea of numbers, to see how much we are, we do have in Cielo nowadays, counting Brazil, 873 journals. And we can say that those are the best journals in Latin America. Those numbers are not closed, they keep growing, but definitely if we start looking at Latin America, Cielo is a good starting point, because we do know that they are selecting, they are evaluating, they are doing a work to index those journals. So that means almost 23,000 issues in that collection, 39,000 articles in full text available from Latin America. So it's a good number. And if you count citations, we have 7 million citations from those databases. So it's a lot of numbers to be analyzed later. Just to have an idea of the detailed numbers, Brazil is the biggest one with 238 titles. Then come Argentina and Chile. Chile with 85, Argentina with 84. Mexico, 6-8, and then we do have Cuba and other countries with more or less 30 titles each one. In the network, we are also talking about Ibero-America, so Cielo is also working in Portugal and Spain. And in those titles, in those numbers, you can see that Cielo has two subject collections. The first one was Public Health, that counts nowadays with 14 titles, and Social Science, that has 33 titles indexed. So it's the biggest collection. The second publishing model or publishing project in Latin America, a big one that's well known, it's called Redalic. It's a network of journals from Latin America and the Caribbean, Spain and Portugal. So it's also an Ibero-American project. It's also a model for electronic publication, scientific journals. It was created in 2002, so 5 years later than Cielo. And different than Cielo, they just have one website, so they don't have national websites as Cielo has. And it is not supported by the government, but it's fully supported by the University of the State of Mexico. So it's an academic project rather than a government or international project, international organization project as Cielo. The idea is exactly the same. It was to promote the dissemination of and about the scientific production of Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as Spain and Portugal. So we can say that, it's not repetitive because they have different criteria, but they go exactly for the same goal, and they try to fill the same need that Cielo was filling and was watching growing in Latin America. It's also an open or free access, no business model behind, so nobody charging APCs to publish in their website. It's also from all areas of knowledge, although until 2006, Redalic was publishing just journals on social and human science, and since 2006 they expanded to all areas of knowledge. So if you look at numbers at Redalic, we have 758 scientific journals, little less than Cielo, 16,597 issues published, and 205,000 full text articles. Many titles are duplicated, so we do have titles, common titles in Cielo and Redalic. So, and as I said, they do have a little different criteria for indexation of journals. So they use a methodology called Latindex that's very well known in Mexico, and it's a standard methodology to evaluate the standardization of the journals. So here they do count, they do see if the journals are following international standards, number of journals, authors, and all those things. They do look at scientific content, so it needs to be original research, peer review, original scientific research again, sorry. And the timelines of publication, if it is on time or not, as well as the lifetime. They are a little less rigid than Cielo on that point, that they need to have at least 2 issues to be considered indexation. So those are the 2 models, different models in Latin America, open access or free access models, that come to fill a different need that was to make visible and accessible the production of Latin America.
Thank you, Mara, for that interesting presentation and the information presented. If anyone has specific information requests, we'll take a question now, otherwise we'll go to the next speaker and have a general discussion at the end of the session.
Sorry, I was on the wrong side of the room. I'm Pima Smart. Am I right that Cielo, all the text that is in there is full XML encoded?
Yes.
And also, do you provide support to the publishers to convert their files into XML, or are they required, are the journals required to supply you with XML files?
Well, actually, the journals supply, But I'm not scout anymore, but I do know there are buses down there. Also, the Germans, they send the files in a dot file, latex or any other format, and sell the early ones that do all the markup buses, how they call it. So they add all the they based on the liquidity, they add the packs, and then they do generate from this markup packs and XML version. So, but yeah, I guess the actress has full support to sell to them, because they don't really need to worry about that. They do have few journals, but the editors do the markup process to speed up a little the procedure and to be the articles available faster than all the journals. But in general, some of this project is this work.